Nothing to me. I step into your high-powered office, all modern, angular lines, softly lit, and I watch you adjust your big-shot tie for a moment. I've prepared myself for another run-through of a humdrum routine, but I suspect you're hardly prepared for the major event that's about to befall you. Finally, you notice that I've arrived, and you seat yourself in the chair you've placed in the center of the room. I remove my wide-brimmed hat and hang it off the coat stand. I have you transfixed as I undo the belt on my trench coat and listlessly let it fall to the floor, bunching at my strappy, pointed, and elegant stilettos. I'm wearing a black basque with gold lacing that hugs my lithe figure, matching minimalistic thong, sheer silk stockings suspended at my thighs, so shapely and smooth, a single garter at the top of one, with a little pink bow, as if it meant something. My eye makeup is dark and dramatic, sultry and smoky, accentuating the bright shimmering of the eyes that gaze at you from this arresting backdrop. My lips glisten, an almost metallic, deeply erotic shade of purple. You're captivated within the unending gaze I've directed at you. And now I'm about to draw you even deeper into my thrall. I drop to my knees gracefully and let my hair fall over my face. Then I began my slow, sensual catcrawl towards you, my eyes locked on yours all the while. You can't help but notice how my ass moves from side to side. You like that. I know. It's so easy for me. I know I can move. I've made men come in their pants just by watching me. Simply by watching my seductive, teasing gestures. Each careful movement flowing seamlessly into the next. The gentle, undulating flow of my flawless body, flowing and meandering before you, getting closer and closer. I splay your knees apart now, arch my back, slowly pushing my pert and exquisitely defined breasts forward. And I ride an easy wave up between your thighs. I mesmerize you with my hypnotic motion. I can sense your stiffness, your desperate need. You never wanted anything so badly as you want me now, and I know it. Yet you're powerless, enthralled where you sit. Powerless to do anything, only wait for my next move. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I bring my face just inches from yours, my shimmering eyes still peering and probing right into your depths. A strand of hair catches on my smooth lip as I undo your belt and unzip your fly, setting free your hard, pulsating length. Easy boy, don't come just yet. Dark purple fingernails trail up your thighs. I flatten my palms to the base of your abdomen, then I draw them up to your chest. My immovable stare keeps you captivated. With my balletic grace, I push off from you abruptly, to crouch with my back to you now. Slowly, I start to straighten my incredible legs, and so very sensually, I press my indescribable ass into that straining cock. How you'd love to just empty your entire self all over this heavenly ass. But you've got to hold on to it, boy. Not yet. No, no, no. I can feel that hot aching as I slowly rock my hips. Gently, slowly. I know that feels fucking amazing. With a single step and a twirl, I've folded myself across your lap and thrown my glaring eyes back at yours, over my shoulder. I'm goading you as I constrict the surrounds of my gaze, tunneling its intensity focused right on your core. And I'm practically screaming the words, "You can do what you want. You're nothing to me." Now fucking spank my ass. Fuck. Again. You can feel how it turns me on. You can feel the warmth coming from between my thighs. Yes, do it. Harder. I sweep myself up, and in one fluid and refined movement, straddle your lap. I keep your eyes on mine as I pull the narrow band of fabric between my legs to one side, and I position my hips. Just now, you begin to feel my sublime, slick warmth creeping down your tortured cock. Let me drag all your pain out as you feel me slide. Feel the precious relief that comes from inside me. Feel how skillfully I can manipulate all those tiny muscles inside. Can you feel that? Delectable, slippery, rippling. Feel that ripple tickling and teasing. Riding your entire length now. I want you to feel it. Really feel it. Feel how my drenched pussy strokes you. When I'm in control like this, I can tease you indefinitely, or I might feel like taking you down as I slam into you, as I thrust into you hard, mercilessly fucking you, picking up the pace, slamming into you hard and fast. My pussy slipping all over your stupefied dick, again and again, hard and fast. Gazing into your eyes, I can see you just about lost your mind. And I fuck you more, dripping, slipping, pussy rippling over your cock. Feel your entire length as I soak it with my drizzling honey. And I stroke it with my hot pussy. You need to blow, but I'm not going to let you just yet. Don't come. I want to slam on you harder and faster. Fuck you with my streaming hot pussy. I'm not done yet. Hear it now. Hear that juicy cunt as it fucks you. I pull myself into you, pressing my breasts into your chest, hips gyrating and thrusting still. You need to come. You need to come. Shoot that load deep inside me. Oh, fucking come inside me. Come inside me. Come. Come. Come right now. With barely a sound, I climb off you. I slip back into my coat and grab my hat. I pause by the door and look back at you for a moment, and then